Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. More than 24 hours after a lone gunman tried to assassinate former U.S. President Donald Trump, the shooter's motivations remain a mystery. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
Take a look at what happened.
The what? An attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump has been etched into the minds of Americans. The why is proving more elusive.
It appears that he was a lone actor.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Kevin Rojek on the now dead 20-year-old shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks.
We have not identified an ideology associated with the subject, but I want to remind everyone that we're still very early in this investigation.
FBI Deputy Director Paula Bate says investigators are scouring Crooks' social media posts and have pieced together some of his recent communications.
We do have some limited insights into recent communications that he's made, texts and phone call detail information that thus far has not revealed anything with regard to motive or the involvement or knowledge of anyone else in this.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
In a primetime address from the Oval Office, President Joe Biden says it's time to lower the temperature in our politics and that we are not enemies.
I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics. And to remember, while we may disagree, we are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends, co-workers, citizens, and most importantly, we are fellow Americans.
And that politics must never be a literal battlefield.
Disagreement is inevitable in American democracy. It's part of human nature. But politics must never be a literal battlefield, and God forbid, a killing field.
Biden earlier said he was ordering an independent security review of how such an attack could have happened. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Israeli military said that Rafah Salama, Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade commander, was killed in an airstrike on Saturday that killed at least 90 people, including children. Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It was Israel's eighth attempt to assassinate Mohammed Deif, the elusive commander of Hamas's military wing. In a news conference Saturday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will not stop until all senior Hamas officials have been killed. He said Deif and his deputy were the targets of the airstrike. Netanyahu said that while there is no final confirmation that Deif was killed, Israel will get to the entire leadership. Hamas officials said at least 90 civilians were killed. They said the airstrike was in the Al-Muassi area that Israel has designated as a safe zone for Palestinians. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to respond to what she called a fresh South Korean civilian leafletting campaign. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Kim Il-jong's response Sunday signals North Korea will likely resume flying trash-carrying balloons across the border soon. Since late May, North Korea has floated numerous balloons carrying waste paper, cigarette butts, and even manure towards South Korea, saying that they were a tit-for-tat action against South Korean activists scattering political leaflets via balloons. Kim Il-jong says dirty leaflets and things of the South Korean scum have been found again in North Korea. She says South Korea must be ready for paying a very high price for their dirty play. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, was at Wimbledon in a rare public appearance since revealing she has cancer. AP correspondent Karen Shamis has more.
The princess attended the grass court Grand Slam tournament with her 9-year-old daughter, Princess Charlotte. Upon their arrival, they greeted several people, including 2021 US Open champion Emma Raducanu and other young British tennis players. She was joined in the front row of the royal box by her sister, Pippa Matthews. Two rows behind them were actors Tom Cruise and Benedict Cumberbatch. Kate has been the patron of the All England Club since 2016, which hosts Wimbledon each year. Karen Shamas, London.
Spain has won a record fourth European Championship title after an 86th-minute goal clinched a 2-1 victory as England's painful decades-long wait for a major trophy goes on. Spain also won in 1964, 2008, and 2012. Spain is back as a major player in senior soccer after winning both the Women's World Cup, also against England, and the men's UEFA Nations League in 2023. While Spain celebrates, it is another agonizing loss for England, one of the world's most underperforming national teams, this one coming in front of Prince William and Spain's King Felipe at the venue built for the 1936 Olympics. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.